Vanmorgen hier bij Lekker Reis, we gaan het programma op Lekker FM 98.3. Het ik een beetje van Kerem Stolz hier samen met mij. En ons gezels een beetje over zijn muziek. Nieuwe Engelsnit wat uit is. En kijk, die mannetje is bezig. Ons nu zo'n beetje van die lucht af gepraat over. Kerem, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks. And how are you?
Oh, that's great having you here today. And just to have a nice chat about your music. But quickly tell us, where did it start for you? When did you decide, listen, I would like to do music and this is what I would like to do?
Ach, you know what, ever since I was a little kid, I've always enjoyed music, and how can I say it, when about like 13 years from now, I was in a choir, wanting to go solo, and I just took the opportunity to reach out to my mom and dad and say to them, listen, I want to sing by myself. And ever since then, it's been the best decision ever.
So did you ever got that reply from your mother or from your father saying, listen, get a real job?
Well, you know what? they have been really, Callum, what are you going to do when you're older? I don't know myself, but would have wanted to be a singer. And here I am now,
Now, Callum, you've got a new single out called The One That I Love. Tell us a bit more about the song. Did you write it or who wrote it for you?
So I wrote it myself. And it's a long story, but it's about love.
Okay.
If anyone's in love, you're going to write a song. I mean, okay, an artist, but if you're in love, you're going to write a song about your loved one. So that's exactly what I did.
So I heard a story that they normally tell you that an artist or a writer, if you fall in love with somebody, you're going to write a song for that person. But if somebody comes in and they make you angry, you also write songs for them as well.
That could be true. But there are breakup songs and there's,
Well, this song is already out on digital platforms, so people can go get it there. iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, obviously.
Everything,
Yeah, I've heard you were quite busy. You came down from Cape Town now. There's a new music video coming out as well. Tell us a bit more about that.
So the music video, it's going to be insane. It's just, I've never had so much fun in my life. I'm just going to give a little spoiler, but we're going to be going down a, like industrial lift. And that's just, we're going to be going into this underground party and it's going to be crazy.
Oh, that sounds very, very awesome. I don't know if you went through something like this with this now. I had it in my lifetime where I'm afraid of heights. Although I've been flying microlights and doing stupid stuff. But did you ever come to a place with this music video, even now, that you were actually scared to do something?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, like posting on social media, I don't necessarily, want to post on social media. It's a scary thing, but no, I just enjoy it. Really, I post everything.
Part of the journey at the end of the day. Kalim, if some people would like to follow you and the listeners want to read about you more, where can they go and where can they follow you?
You can find me on any social media. It's Kalim Stolz. You're going to see this young oak as a profile picture. Then that's me.
And what is lying ahead of your music at the moment, bringing out new music, what's the road forward?
Yeah, so I've got two covers coming out now, one on the 5th. But you know what? Writing songs is not easy, hey?
Yeah.
I mean, some people are born with that gift, and I mean, I'm still learning through it. But the one that I love actually took flipping long to get it out, It took about... what is it, 4 weeks to release it? So,
it's quite a process. At the end of the day. And that is what people don't know. You put in so much work behind something like this. It's not just the writing. It's the producing. It's everything in between. It's the marketing and everything that you need to do. So there's a lot of work that goes into a song like this.
Yeah, no, it's actually it's not like sometimes people won't think that you put in hard work,
yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, you know yourself, you're working hard, you know.
Yeah.
And I just have such good sleeps at night. That's how much I'm working.
That's awesome. Now, you've got your mother here with you in the studio this afternoon, and it's nice to have that support system behind you as well. Like you said, luckily for you, you had that support of your mother and father. Obviously, I think from me being a father as well, you don't necessarily want to like tell your kid not to do something, because you would like to sit behind them and you would like to support them with their dreams and see their dreams come true at the end of the day. And it's nice to have that support system. I think at the end of the day, if your mother and father can stand behind you and say, listen, you go for it.
Yeah, no, 100%. I totally agree with you. My mom and dad have been like with me this whole way, and you know, shout out to them, because you know, sometimes my mom and dad will say to me, Callum, where's your next song? Yeah. And I mean, that just pushes me and encourages me to write a new one, you know.
Oh, that's good to have that.
Yeah.
Callum, it was nice having you here in the studio this afternoon and having a chat with you, and all the best for what's to come and for all the music that's still going to come out.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been amazing.
It was nice speaking to you, and I would like to listen to the new songs as well if they come out, and we'll do another interview.
100%. That sound. Good. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Callum, we'll talk again. See you again. Bye-bye.
Cheers.